Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Right now, we're preparing our hearts for the upcoming Christmas holiday season, and it is such a crazy time for many of us, but I just want this podcast to be a selah, a break, a little Sabbath in your day to help you to reorient your heart, your mind toward Jesus Christ, because He is the one who loves you so much, and He has sacrificed for you, and He loves you too. And I just want you to rest in that today. Right now, we're reading in Luke chapter 1, preparing ourselves by reading the Christmas story. We're in verses 29 through 33 of the Amplified Version, and it says this: "But she," Mary, "was greatly perplexed at what he said, and kept carefully considering what kind of greeting this was. The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Listen carefully. You will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and eminent and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father Jacob.'" Mind if I pray for, oops, I have one more verse. Sorry. Let's go on. "And he will reign over the house of Jacob, Israel, forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." All right. Now, mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that you had this story in mind. Thank you that as I've read through the whole Bible, I see that this is part of your redemptive plan. It was all beautifully laid out. Thank you that you had favor upon someone who was kind of like not really a big deal in the world, and yet she found favor with you. Lord, thank you that you gave her, you understood that she might be afraid, and that through Gabriel, you gave her very specific instructions to calm her down. You told her that she was going to conceive. You told her that she was going to name that baby Jesus. You reminded her through Gabriel that he would be great and eminent, that he would be the Son of God, the Most High God, and that he would sit on the throne of his father David. These are amazing words. He will reign over the house of Jacob or Israel forever, and his kingdom will be there will be no end to that kingdom. What an amazing setup to something that must have been so difficult for her. Knowing that she was a virgin, she was going to no doubt have people look at her differently, whispering, gossiping, and that she was going to have to entrust her reputation to you. And Lord, I pray for the person today who's in a difficult situation where maybe they're being slandered or hurt and they have to entrust their reputation to you. I pray that they would be like Mary. They would ponder these things in their hearts and they would know that you are holding it all, and it will all make sense someday. It'll all matter someday. How we respond to trials, how we respond to whisperings, how we respond to gossip matters for eternity. Help us to keep going. Help us to persevere through trial. Help us to keep making choices toward you. Help us to keep obeying you even when it's hard. Lord, help us to welcome the paradoxical kingdom of God in our lives. Help us to welcome you in our lives. Help us to understand that your ways are not our ways. Your ways are higher than our ways. Your ways are different than our ways. And forgive us for trying to prescribe to you how you should work in our lives. I'm sure that Mary could not ever conceive of the fact that this was going to happen to her. In fact, I'm pretty sure that her prayer before all this wasn't, "Oh Lord, please help me birth the Son of God." This was completely a surprise to her. And yet I just love, Lord, that you reassured her. You made things very clear to her. You didn't keep her in the dark. And you let her know the gravity of the situation, but also the weightiness of it. And so, Lord, help us to understand that our lives have similar weight. Our lives have similar gravitas, that as we make our choices today through the power of the Holy Spirit, not through our own strength, that matters, that obedience matters, that to obey is better than sacrifice. Mary could have just given a sacrifice as her response, But what she really did instead was simply to receive and obey, and help us to receive you today and then obey. I pray this all in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to help the show out, you can leave a quick little review on iTunes or Stitchers. Like 1 to 2 sentences will be really great. I think we're up to like 60-ish reviews. And so thank you so much for all of you who have done that. And I hope that you have an amazing day. And just please know this. You are loved. You are favored by the God of the universe.